Now on BBC Radio 4, time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Tuesday the 29th of July. There are warnings of gales in Trafalgar and Fitzroy. The general synopsis at 1800. New low expected Sweden 998 by 1800 Tuesday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking. Northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in east, perhaps gale 8 later in northeast. Showers. Good. North Atsara, South Atsara. Northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later. Showers. Good. Forties, northwest 4 to 6, showers. Good. Cromarty, Forth, Tyne. Variable, mainly west or northwest 2 to 4, showers. Good. Dogger, northwest 3 to 5, showers. Good. Fisher, northwesterly 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later in north, showers. Good, occasionally moderate. German Bight, northeast Humber. Northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in German Bight, showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Southwest Humber, Thames. Variable 2 to 4, showers, occasional drizzle later. Good, occasionally moderate later. Dover, Wight. West or southwest, veering northwest for a time. 3 to 5, fair, then showers. Good, occasionally moderate later. Portland, Plymouth. West or northwest, 3 to 5, drizzled for a time. Good, occasionally moderate. Biscay. North or northwest, 3 to 5, showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Southeast Trafalgar. Cyclonic 3 to 5, mainly fair, moderate or good. Northwest Trafalgar, South Fitzroy. Northerly or northeasterly, 6 to gale 8, mainly fair, good. North Fitzroy, Seoul, northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, west or northwest 3 to 5, occasional drizzle at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Irish Sea, variable 2 to 4, becoming west or northwest 3 to 5, occasional rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall, west backing southwest later in Rockall 3 to 5, rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Malin, Hebrides, cyclonic 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first, becoming west later, occasional rain or drizzle, becoming mainly fair later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Bailey, cyclonic becoming west, backing southwest later 3 to 5, occasional drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, variable 2 to 4, becoming northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5 for a time in east, showers at first, good. Faroes, variable becoming south or southwest 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Southeast Iceland, southerly or southwesterly becoming cyclonic for a time 3 to 5, occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, south by east 2, 15 miles, 1018, falling more slowly. Sternaway, north-northwest 1, 12 miles, 1018, rising slowly. Lerwick, northwest by north 2, 11 miles, 1016, rising slowly. Wake Automatic, northwest 2, 8 miles, 1018, rising slowly. Aberdeen, calm, 13 miles, 1018, rising slowly. Lucas, west-southwest 3, more than 38 miles, 1018, rising slowly. Boomer, west 2, more than 38 miles, 1018, rising slowly. Bridlington, west by north 1, 1018, now falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west-southwest 4, 5 miles, 1020. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west by south 5, 5 miles, 1020. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, west by north 3, 1021, rising slowly. Jersey, west-northwest 3, 14 miles, 1023, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west by north 4, 11 miles, 1022. Scilly Automatic, northwest by west 2, 7 miles, 1024, rising slowly. Milford Haven, west-southwest 1, 16 miles, 1022, rising slowly. Aberporth, south-southwest 2, more than 38 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Valley, south-southwest 3, 8 miles, 1021, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, west by north 2, 16 miles, 1021, steady. Valencia, west by north 2, mist, 2 miles, 1024, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, south-southwest 2, 19 miles, 1020, falling slowly. Malinhead, southeast 2, moderate drizzle, 2 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Macrihanish Automatic, southeast 2, slight rain, 19 miles, 1019, falling slowly. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Monday the 28th of July. General situation, a mainly light or moderate west or northwesterly airflow will cover the British inshore waters over the next few days, with the flow becoming variable at times, especially across eastern waters. A few showers will continue in the east, but Atlantic fronts will encroach from the west, bringing spells of rain or drizzle to western and southern areas. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 3 or less, mainly fair, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable 3 or less, occasionally 4 at first, mainly fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West or northwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, mainly fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Variable 3 or less, becoming northwest 3 or 4 for a time, fair then rain for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Variable 3 or less, becoming westerly or northwesterly 2 to 4, then variable later, fair then rain for a time. Good, occasionally moderate. North Foreland to Sarsabille. Westerly or northwesterly backing southwesterly for a time 3 to 5. Mainly fair, then occasional rain later. Good, occasionally moderate later. Sarsabille to Lyme Regis. West or northwest backing southwest for a time 2 to 4. Fair, then showers, then occasional rain later. Good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West or northwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Fair, then rain or drizzle for a time. Good, occasionally moderate. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or northwest 3 to 5, fair, then rain or drizzle for a time. Good, occasionally moderate. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Southwest 3 or 4, veering west or northwest 3 to 5, occasional rain or drizzle, becoming fair later. Good, occasionally poor at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West or southwest 2 to 4, veering northwest 3 to 5, occasional rain or drizzle, becoming mainly fair later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Isle of Man, west or southwest, becoming variable for a time 2 to 4, then northwest 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, becoming mainly fair later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northwest 3 to 5. Occasional rain and drizzle, then showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Variable 3 or less, becoming northwesterly 3 to 5. Occasional rain or drizzle, becoming mainly fair later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. South, becoming variable, then northwest 2 to 4. Rain or drizzle at times, becoming mainly fair later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Variable, becoming west or northwest 2 to 4. Occasional rain or drizzle, becoming mainly fair later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Shetland Isles, northwest, veering north 2 to 4. Showers at first. Good, occasionally moderate at first. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that's all from us here at BBC Radio 4 for tonight. We'll be joining our colleagues at the BBC World Service shortly. I'm Neil Nunes, wishing you a very good night.
It's Midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Sam Fenwick, and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Coming up today.
I don't think anybody can say it's a good deal. It's maybe the only possible deal at the moment, but it's not a good deal.
The EU and the US have struck a trade deal. European exports to America will face a 15% tariff, but goods heading to Europe won't be taxed at all. US exporters have welcomed it.
We appreciate the president's leadership in bringing more jobs and manufacturing to the United States.
But what about those who import?
We'll have to increase pricing both on US products as well as Irish products to try and make everything an even keel.
And we'll hear from a former EU trade commissioner who says that Brussels have made a big mistake. That's all coming up in Business Matters after the latest world news.
Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. The former Colombian president, Álvaro Uribe, has been found guilty of witness tampering in a case in which he was accused of colluding with right-wing paramilitaries when he was in power. Mr. Uribe led Colombia for 8 years until 2010. Our South America correspondent is Ione Wells.
This ruling will likely have a strong political impact in Colombia. He served for 2 terms in office from 2002 to 2010. He's widely seen as Colombia's most influential politician in the early 21st century. His supporters credited him with leading this military crackdown against the Marxist rebels of the FARC, eventually driving the insurgents to the negotiating table. His critics, though, accuse him of being responsible for multiple human rights violations committed by the state, by security forces as part of this crackdown on armed groups.
President Trump has said that a lot of people in Gaza are starving, contradicting remarks made by the Israeli Prime Minister on Sunday. Mr. Trump, speaking in Scotland, said there was real starvation among Palestinian children. He said there were plans for food centres, also backed by Britain and the EU, where people could walk in. Aid trucks have been entering Gaza on Monday after some Israeli restrictions were relaxed. Israel has blamed the United Nations for delays in delivering aid. The Palestinian Prime Minister has said Hamas must disarm and give up its weapons to the Palestinian Authority and cede control of Gaza to restore security. Mohammed Mustafa was speaking in New York at a UN conference on the two-state solution for Israel and the Palestinians. He urged Israel to withdraw completely from Gaza and said international forces could have a future role.
Hamas must end its rule of Gaza and hand over its weapons to the Palestinian Authority. And we stand ready to invite regional and international forces